From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the gay marriage debate gets to the U.S. Senate. But first, in Iraq today, police arrested more than 500 suspects during a series of anti-crime raids in Baghdad. Iraqi authorities say they got drug dealers and weapons traders. Iraq has suffered widespread lawlessness since the fall of Saddam Hussein 15 months ago. Joining us from Baghdad is Dan Murphy of the Christian Science Monitor. Dan, what more can you tell us about these raids, and on what kind of evidence are people getting arrested?
Well, we're told by the Iraqi authorities that they've been running an intelligence operation dating back before June, probably, beginning to look into the backgrounds of a number of these alleged gangs. There has certainly been an incredible crime wave in the country since the fall of Baghdad last spring, and it's a major security issue that most Iraqis care about. This is probably the third or fourth major roundup of suspects in the past. They've generally ended up keeping about a third of the people they've arrested and released the other two-thirds. But in terms of what the formal evidence is, nobody really knows. But again, these sorts of things are being greeted with a great deal of enthusiasm from average Iraqis.
I've read about situations where neighborhoods are raided by these gangs and no one is safe to go out on the streets. Are there more of these raids planned, do you think?
Absolutely. I was speaking with the Interior Ministry a few days ago, and they say they're going to continually aggressively going after people that they believe have been involved in kidnap for ransom and arms dealing and protection rackets, particularly in some of the tougher neighborhoods in and around Baghdad, and this is what they've been doing. They've also been going in with quite heavy hands, as some of the pictures coming out are showing, that beating a lot of these guys once their arms are bound and so forth. And that also is quite popular because many, many people here, particularly parents, really live in a lot of fear that their children are going to be kidnapped for money, and it's something that is not well reported but actually happens quite a lot.
Walking around on the streets of Baghdad, do you feel safer with these Iraqi cops there?
I don't feel less safe, and I've always felt pretty safe on the streets of Baghdad. As a foreigner, obviously, there's the big risk of being kidnapped by insurgents or targeted by insurgents, so I still vary my routine, and I'm still careful about where I go and making sure that nobody knows where I'm going before I go there. Somebody like me was never likely to be the target of crime in a way, so I sort of face a different set of risks. But I think that average Iraqis are feeling safer, and we were out last night, and shopping streets at 10, 11 o'clock in the evening were sort of too deep with cars and people eating ice cream and hanging around, and you didn't see that so much a few months ago.
Dan Murphy of the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad. Dan, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.